CBS FM with Brooklyn's own Joe Causey. A lot of people out there still in shock over the passing of Davy Jones of the Monkees, who passed away yesterday morning of a massive heart attack, 66 years old. And with us right now on the telephone, one of the original Monkees, Peter Tork. Peter, how are you today?
Hi, Joe. I am pretty much okay. I think I'm walking around in a bit of a cloud, under some kind of a cloud, in a fog, but you know, I can tell I'm not bumping into walls, but I'm not quite my usual self. It has been a shock.
I tell you, we've been getting so many calls from so many listeners for the past 24 hours, and people really, really miss him in a big, big way. And can you tell us what it was like being a part of the biggest pop culture groups of all time?
Well, one of. It was very strange, you know. I can't tell anybody what it was like, because it wasn't like anything else. I suppose if you were ever drowned in a swimming pool and they rescued you.
Right.
I only mean to say that it was a very big phenomenon, you know, and it was the first time I got swamped by fans.
Uh-huh.
I was pretty shocked. That was a bit scary. Davy had sort of eased into it, you know. He'd been a star at 14 in Manchester, where they tape or film the Coronation Street soap opera.
Right, I read that yesterday. Yeah,
still running. Yeah, and he was a kid there and a jockey, and you know, he's always sort of been in the public eye a little bit. He'd already been the original American Artful Dodger on Broadway.
Uh-huh.
You know, while I was still a folk singer in frayed jeans with a guitar on my back.
Uh-huh.
And so I guess he was able to handle it a little better than I was, but because it was a total shock to me.
How was it working with Davy? I mean, was he as funny off camera as he was as we saw him on the show and in concert?
More so. I wish you could have known how funny he could actually get. He was able to do some truly remarkable things as a satirist and a comic commentator. The best story I know of is just too wild and out there to tell you. But you know, Davy was capable of some wonderful funny stuff right off the top of his head. I did tell this story earlier, and I'd be happy to like to tell it to you again.
Sure, I'd love to hear it. Sure.
When in the early days, we were on our way to do a commercial. We didn't even know who each other was. We had just shaken hands and said, "Hi, how are you? How do you do? How do you do?" And we pulled into a diner and ordered food, and Mickey and I got our salads first. And, you know, in those days, I just stuck my fork in the bowl, and whatever came up on the fork went into my mouth. Davy looked at us and said, "You pigs." He says, "Anybody would think you was living in a barn the way you guys was eating." And I became very shamefaced, because this is the British kid. He knows everything. Britain is the mother country. Everybody in Britain knows everything that we Americans don't know. And then Davy's salad came, and without looking up, he cut the salad into 1-inch strips, and then he turned his bowl and cut the strips into 1-inch squares, doused it thoroughly with blue cheese or ranch dressing or something creamy until each and every square was covered dripping in creamy salad dressing, and then he grabbed a fistful of it and smashed it into his own face.
Very English proper, right?
Very English, very proper, very correct. Very, very correct. I want you to know exactly how it's done. This is the correct manner.
Well, Peter, we're very, very sorry over the loss of Davy Jones. He was a good friend of CBS FM, as well as so many people out there. To tell you the truth, in my break front in my dining room, I have an original lunchbox with the Monkees on it, and you're right there. So you're always in my day. You're always in my dining room, Peter.
That's great. That's a wonderful thing. Yeah, well, Davy was certainly a commanding entertainer. I wish that the people had known some of what I've come to know about how good he could actually be. Some of his stuff, like I said, was just too wild for the air. Wonderful, just brilliant. And it wasn't just because it was wild. It was wild because that's where the humor needed to go. I mean, it was always he wasn't ever just wild or offbeat for the sake of that. It was always about what was real in the humor. He was a tremendous artist, comedian, and musician, and he was really something.
He really was. Well, Peter, we thank you so much for calling in today and giving us a couple of minutes of your day. And like I said, we're very sorry over the loss of a good friend of yours and a good cast member.
Joe, thanks so much for your time, and thanks for the chance to honor the man. He deserves all of the honoring and memorializing we can give him.
And we are going to do that here at CBS FM.
Great. Thanks very much. much on his behalf of his family, and thanks on my own behalf as well.
Thank you, Peter. Have a good day. Peter Tork of the Monkees right here on CBS FM.